VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Today's episode takes us to the Nakano district of Tokyo, Japan. There, we visit a dagashiya, which is a store that sells Japanese retro snacks. It's an interesting video, and the couple that runs the store are very cute. I really enjoyed the video, and I suggest you check it out. I have my own experiences with Nakano, but I'll save those for later. For now, let's look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. But for now, we can still enjoy the colors and tastes of this wonderful snack store and let the atmosphere take us back to the past one more time. Okay, let's look at our pronunciation tips. Take us. Connect the K sound with the later word, take us, so that they almost sound like one word. Next, colors and tastes of. Connect the S sound with the later word. For example, colors and, tastes of, colors and tastes of. And then atmosphere. Atmosphere has three syllables, and the first syllable should be on the at, atmosphere. Okay, let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word, enjoy. To enjoy means to get pleasure from something. Here's an example sentence. While it is good exercise, the main reason I ride a bicycle is simply because I enjoy it. Our next word, wonderful. If something is wonderful, then it's extremely good. Here's an example sentence. When I went to Alberta and saw the Rocky Mountains, it was a truly wonderful sight that I'll never forget. And our last word, atmosphere. The atmosphere is the character, feeling, or mood of a place or situation. Here's an example sentence. This horror movie is so great because the music and dark tones create a really creepy atmosphere that leaves you terrified of what's coming next. And that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge. Way back in 2008, I used to live around the Kichijoji area of Tokyo, which is just a few stops down from Nakano on the JR Chuo line. In fact, I had a private student named Shin that I would see every weekend at that very station. I most remember Nakano for its Nakano Broadway, which has a large variety of shops for figures and movies and all sorts of things. Although I'm very happy to live in Taipei, I confess that I often miss Tokyo and try to visit whenever I can. But that's what I think. Now I want to hear what you think. Have you ever been to Tokyo, or would you like to visit? And how about retro snacks in your country? What are they like? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. I'll catch you next time.